Adventures are the internationally traveling oddities and curiosities.
Good morning, this is Max and Jazz with your 8 AM Z lines. In local news, Indigenous people and gambling experts have expressed concern that groups vulnerable to problem gambling are being targeted after new data from the Australian Institute has revealed that there are more poker machines in communities with a higher Indigenous population. Researchers found that there were 50% more pokies in local government areas with Indigenous populations of at least 10%. The concentration in some high Indigenous population regions in Queensland is close to one machine for every 50 people. Jeff Amato, a Wiradjuru man, says his gambling addiction led to trouble with the law and affected his relationships, noting that it was a lot easier to get access to a pokies machine than it was to get support. Cases like these are leading to experts calling for more protective legislation, such as mandatory carded play, in which pokies users have a card that tracks time and money spent on machines. David Harris, the Minister for Gaming and Racing, says that the more research is set to be conducted in certain regions to understand local gambling issues and potential barriers communities face.
In national news, Victorian Liberals are set for another leadership shake-up with the election looming. Opposition leader Brad Baton is being challenged by QMP Jess Wilson after less than a year of taking on the role. If Wilson succeeds, the former staff member of ex-Liberal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and Business Council of Australia executive would be the first woman to lead the Australian Liberal Party. A spill would mark the party's fifth leadership change since September 2021, highlighting the ongoing instability as the election approaches.
Semyon Boykov, a pro-Putin propagandist, has slammed his hosts in Sydney's Russian consulate, saying they are subjecting him to prison-like conditions in a bid to push him out. Boykov has lived in Russia's Sydney consulate since 2022, when he moved in to avoid arrest for assaulting a pro-Ukraine supporter. He alleges that he is being locked in his room, is being refused visitors, and has been denied permission to hold a christening for his son, who is due next month. Zarina Gabieva, the Russian consul general, has knocked back a number of visit requests, including those conducting a welfare check, due to what she describes as current security restrictions. Boykov says his propaganda work is supported by senior bureaucrats in Moscow, and that the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs needed a full purge because it is infected with people who are pro-Western. The Russian consulate did not respond to request for comment.
In international news, the United Kingdom government has unveiled drastic changes to its asylum system, removing several long-standing protections for refugees. Under the changes, the government will cut support to people who arrive in the country irregularly and introduce visa bans on nations that refuse to take back migrants. UK Home Secretary said she hopes the reforms, which has been modelled on Denmark's strict asylum system, will discourage migrants from crossing the channel from France on small boats. Another major shift is the path to residency. Refugees will now have to wait 20 years instead of the current 5 years before they are able to apply for permanent residency. The government says the overhaul will strengthen border control, but refugee organisations warn it will leave vulnerable people at a greater risk. For your weather today, Brisbane is currently partly cloudy. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected max of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That is all for your news for 8 AM. We'll be back at 9 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.